SA Housing, as most people and most of your listeners will know, was built all over the country. There was SA Houses, built all over the countryside, where the landowner gave the land to the council, and then the council built a house, then which belonged to the council. You know, that was very popular years ago. I grew up in the countryside myself, and there was SA Houses all around the place. You know, but it seems that something has dried up. Now, I put in a motion to the Donegal County Council, the Donegal MD, earlier this month, and what I was told was that there was no demand on SA housing, which surprised me, to be honest, like, you know, because there's lots of people that are on the council housing list or would like a council house and qualify for a council house, but they just have the waiting list is so long, you know. But a lot of these people might own a quarter of an acre of land, or they might have an aunt or an uncle or a granny or somebody would own a quarter of an acre of land. And it could be something that the council could consider, you know.
As you mentioned, Councillor, you were surprised that there seems to be no demand for specific incident housing, and you're also surprised on the council's position on this overall.
Well, I think it's something that can be promoted. Like, you know, it's something that has been off the radar now for a long time, and I think there's a lot of people that probably don't realise it's still available. Because I know back years ago, a good few years ago, my work in Thomas Pringle's office, there was a lot of people asked about SA housing, but there was no money for SA housing at the time. The department weren't funding them. But it seems now the department are funding SA housing again, so it's something that we should consider. For anybody that would suit, that'll have a site, you know. Now, it has to be a suitable site, you know. They're not going to build a house on a non-suitable site, you know. But there's lots of places where there's suitable sites, and, you know, the water and the electricity mightn't be very far away. It might be it's something to consider. So if there's anybody out there, you know, that qualifies for social housing, to get in touch with me here, or in touch with the office, we'll certainly help them fill in the form and so on. Now, the application is exactly the same as a normal social housing application. The same means assessment and everything applies, and you can get a HAP payment while you're waiting for your house to be built, you know. Now, there is a delay. It's not a short process. It's quite a long process, but, you know, at the moment, any council housing is a long process, like, you know, so we need to look at every option available, you know, to try to get houses built and get people moved into houses as quick as we can.